This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All of that said, yes, and if you will, some congratulations are in order for a job well done. We are now officially in the longest period of economic growth this country has seen since they started keeping track back in the middle of the 1800s or so. The growth spurt between 1991 and 2001 was the previous record holder, which somehow seems really far away. So we asked Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer to do some economic boom times compare and contrast.
Try to think of a working class character starring in one of the top TV shows today. Grey's Anatomy? Nope. NCIS? No. But in 1991, two of the top four shows focused on working class characters. Roseanne.
Well, I've had worse jobs.
Also, Cheers. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows. Lindsay Piezo watched reruns of Cheers as a bored teenager. Now she's chief economist at Stifel, with a more nuanced view of Roseanne and the Cheers crowd.
Maybe those typical jobs were more highlighted or respected in the 90s economy.
Piexa says it was easier to make a living as a blue-collar worker in the 90s. Technology wasn't replacing so many workers. It was just making everybody more productive.
We were talking actually about an average growth rate of 3.6%.
That's close to double the current economic growth rate. And the spoils of growth in the 90s were spread out more evenly. Now, according to the Federal Reserve, more than a third of the economic gains are going to the richest 1%. Also, says John Moen, economics professor at the University of Mississippi, in the 90s,
I think the United States was still sort of the dominant world political leader, unlike today,
when we're not so insulated from worldwide economic trends. Another thing that was different in the 90s, Kathy Busjancic of Oxford Economics says, home ownership took off.
And then it continued to rise at a very steep pace all the way through to about 2005.
Busjancic says you could argue that home ownership rates got too high, leading to the housing crisis. But now, she says, it's gotten too hard to buy a house. And those blue-collar workers celebrated on TV just aren't sharing in this recovery. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.